I used to be really scared of death. And I'm sure if you put me in a near-death situation, I'd be terrified. And if I really had to think about dying, I probably would get nervous. But I remember when I was younger, I would just put it off. I wouldn't think about it. I would not think about death because I would be, I'd get anxious. Like the times I felt the most anxious is when I was younger, or even like a year or two ago, is when I was lying in bed alone with my thoughts in the dark. And I suddenly remembered that I was going to die. And I'd get this pit of anxiety in my stomach. And it was horrible. And I remember one time a few years ago when I was in bed and it was like quite late because I was not dialed in. I was a bit of a semi-degenerate, just wasn't like well with my sleep. Didn't have much going for me. Didn't have many goals. Was consuming content on social media like too much. Like watching YouTube before bed and just ruining my sleep like that. I remember trying to go to sleep and then it just hitting me like, oh, you're going to die, motherfucker. You're going to die. And because I put it off so many times in my brain, like I wouldn't let myself think about death because I was too scared of it. It just hit me and I just couldn't sleep. And I'm normally a really good sleeper and I normally don't like worry about a lot of things other than when I had social anxiety when I was younger, like mild social anxiety. And I just couldn't sleep. And then the only way I stopped thinking about it was going onto YouTube and like watching a video from KSI. And looking back, I realized why deferrers, consumers, like normal people that just distract themselves with drugs, with alcohol, with porn, with brain rot content. It's like they're actually just distracting themselves from death, which may seem like a good tactic, like I thought it was when I was in bed and I couldn't sleep because I remembered I was going to die and it made me anxious. But it's again that analogy of short-term pain for long-term gain or short-term gain for long-term pain. If you're distracting yourself from death by drinking, by like going out partying, by watching, binge watching Netflix, or you know, watching brain rot content, or like gambling, stuff like that, you're distracting yourself in the short term, but in the long term you end up wasting your life, and that makes death more scary. Whereas if you take the short-term pain of accepting death, remembering you're going to die, and remembering everyone else around you is going to die and going to be forgotten about in three generations, it hurts in the short term, you know, when you sometimes think about it. But then once you reframe it as, oh, most of these people that I'm scared of, most people whose opinions I'm scared of aren't going to show up to my funeral and don't actually think about me every single day and are not going to exist and not even going to speak at my funeral. It hurts for like a few minutes, but then in the long term, you realize I've nothing to lose. Nobody's really judging me. I need to make the most out of my life because I've accepted that I'm probably going to die and I might only have one shot at this life. So let me make the most out of this life. And then you end up chasing after your dreams, traveling the world, being with people you want to be around with, doing the habits you want to do, having the type of job that you want to have. And once you get to your deathbed, you have far fewer regrets because every day or every week you were doing the things that you wanted to do because from the get-go, you realized that you were going to die, but so was everybody else. And the people and the life and the opinions and the worries that were stopping you from taking action and stopping you from becoming an outlier and keeping you as a deferrer completely vanished because fear and death as fear is such a good motivator for you to pursue what you truly want to do. Because all of these opinions, all of these fake scenarios in your head wash away when you realize you might only have one shot at this and you better make the most of this life that you have, because you may never ever get another one and you may never know when this life may be taken away from you. So that should be a motivator for you to stop deferring your dreams and start taking action and doing the things that you want to do. It could be simple as, I want to go to the gym every morning at 6 a.m. Okay, I'm going to do that because, you know, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And then when I'm 85 or 120 and I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to regret not doing that. Or I want to move to Bali. I want to move to America. Well, let's start taking action to get you closer to that goal, because I know for sure when you're on your deathbed, you're going to regret not trying to do that. Or I want to become a professional podcaster where I interview my heroes and interview high performing people and help people improve themselves and help understand themselves and the world better. Okay, well, if we had one shot at this life and that's the thing that you want to do, there's no point putting it off, and there's no point thinking, oh, I'll do it in the next life and I'll be reincarnated into some new human being. No, it's better to make the most of what we have right now and every single day work towards the thing that you want to do that will stop you from having regrets on your deathbed. So that's my thought on death as a motivator. And if you're in the situation where you're scared of death, but you're also not doing the things that you want to do and being a deferrer because you're scared of the false, made-up, make-believe opinions that you've created in your imagination of other people who you think are gonna like hate on you for doing the thing that you want to do, or you have these scenarios in your head where you think what you want to do, like starting a pottery business, will make you bankrupt and you'll fail at life. Remember, that's just your brain. That's just your monkey brain, your negativity bias brain. And 9 times out of 10, those things won't happen. If they do happen, at least you won't regret it on your deathbed and you can learn from it and keep going and improve. As long as you don't stop, you cannot fail. So food of thought for you and for me, obviously, because a lot of this is reminders to myself and advice for younger me. But think about death. Remember, you're going to die. That will free you because you'll end up doing the things that you genuinely want to do and ignore the opinions of other people who are going to die and not show up to your funeral. So remember, you're going to die, and let that free you to take the actions that you want to take.